September is Children's Eye Health Month, and Barry Stewart Mann has a personal story about this subject that he calls Waking Up in Darkness.
I remember waking up in darkness. It was always such an odd, exciting feeling. Once a year, my dad would wake me up in darkness for our annual trip down to Philadelphia. We'd get in the car, the whole street still dark and motionless. It was much earlier than I ever got up for school. The only other time I remembered getting up that early was when we took a day trip up to the North Jersey Mountains to go skiing. But on this annual trip, we headed south. First the Garden State Parkway, then the New Jersey Turnpike. I peered out at the toll booth attendants and waved. Dad had the news on, and I took in the picturesque names along the way. The Oranges, Cranberry, Mount Holly, Cherry Hill. The sun rose and morning traffic was all around us as we crossed the Delaware River, just like George Washington had done, and cruised into the City of Brotherly Love. My dad knew just where to go among those enormous brick buildings, and soon we'd be at the university and in the office of the legendary Dr. Shea for my annual eye exam. You see, I have good vision, no glasses, no contacts. Like many people with good vision, I know I'm lucky, but in a way, I'm luckier than most. 4 decades ago, on the day I was born, when they first brought me into my mother, she looked down to see what color my eyes were, and she couldn't tell. They were clouded over. She assumed it was her own haziness, the aftermath of labor and delivery. But the next day, they told her that, although my eyes had cleared up, something was wrong. They diagnosed me with pediatric glaucoma, fairly rare. They tried drops, to no avail. So 3 weeks later, my parents took me on my first trip to Philadelphia. There, Dr. Shea, the nation's leading specialist, performed surgery on both my eyes. 2 days later, my parents drove me home, with cones on my eyes almost as big as I was. Every year after that, for at least a decade, my dad and I made that annual pilgrimage. Dr. Shea carefully examined me, and we breathed a sigh of relief when he told us that everything looked fine. Nowadays, when I wake up in darkness, it's not quite as odd and exciting, and the signs I pass on the highway each day are far less picturesque. But I'm still very thankful for my good vision.